So what can you tell us what has been happening in the world of agriculture locally and internationally even over the last week or so?
One of the biggest issues currently is the weather situation in South Africa. We've looked at KwaZulu-Natal, where a very dry summer is expected to lead to a very hard winter. The timber industry complains about what they call a green drought, where the trees are green but the soil moisture is depleted after not receiving enough rain during the summer. We also heard that from the sugar industry, and the grains in the province, some estimates are up to 50% lower. Another story that made news is that Onderstepoort Biological Products, it's a government-owned institution which makes vaccines for South African farmers, and they specialize in African animal disease such as Blue Tongue Rift Valley Fever. They've been struggling to supply farmers with vaccines over the last 2 years as they ramped up their operations, and many farmers missed critical vaccinations this summer due to shortage of vaccines from OVP, and OVP has promised that vaccines are being produced again. For many farmers, it's too little too late now.
I spoke to Gerard Skutter from the red meat producers a little while ago, just after OBP had told me they've now got 2 million vaccines, blue tongue vaccines, available, and they just released about 20,000 doses. And he said to me, you know, fabulous, that's great news, but in many situations the damage has been done. And you know what's quite interesting is the large percentage of emerging farmers that are actually part of the stock farming industry that just can't afford to lose animals because of vaccine inability. So I believe that they have actually, the National Animal Health Forum has requested the department to do an audit of OBP.
Yeah, and basically it's placing the country's flock in jeopardy by not having those vaccines available when they're so critically needed. It's even a little bit irresponsible, and that better planning in ramping up production had to be made by OBP.
Most definitely. Anything else? Any other highlights?
I think another big story is that as of the Unity, the Agriculture Unity Forum came out with a proposal at Farmers Weekly. We've seen the document, very much based on AgriSA's land reform proposal, where the different agricultural unions came together on land reform. So no real surprises there. In the coming issue of Farmers Weekly, we looked at investment company Zeda planning to buy remaining stake it doesn't hold in Capespan, a company to watch with its investments in agriculture and food processing locally and in the rest of Africa. Also have stories from Botswana, where the drought is hitting crop farmers, and that will inevitably lead to a higher reliance on maize imports, especially from South Africa, where our own crop is down by a third. Also covered the symposium on animal identification and traceability that was held by the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization this week. Stories from the dairy symposium that was held in St. Francis Bay. And those are the big stories.
Those are the big stories. Next edition due to hit the shelves this Friday. Any features there, anything that you'd like to highlight?
So we have an interview with Dr. Peter Oberum from the Wildlife Ranching South Africa, speaking on the industry. Can we expect higher prices in upcoming game auctions? What sectors of the game industry is growing? That's been quite a contentious issue of late.
There's been quite a bit of controversy around that, and also, you know, a lot of fears that the bubble is going to burst as such, particularly with these coloured breeds breeding just for the longhorns and so on. So that should be very interesting.
Quite an insightful interview with Dr. Oberum. Then we also have a feature on guar production.
Hang on, Sevier?
Guar production, it's a type of bean that can be used to make glue. That's now a very simple explanation of it. It's basically used in the extractive industries like oil, gas, fracking in the US. Cluster beans, that's the other name for guar. So we have an article on that. Also first time I've seen this. Very interesting.
Basically looking into the production of this, not necessarily for food production, but more for your industrial uses.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lastly, we visited Dr. Kraai van die Kerk, a former agriculture minister. He was the last agri minister under the apartheid government and the first one in the democratic government. He's honeybee farm. So yeah, those are the features to look out for.
Oh, lovely. That sounds a very interesting lineup over there. Thank you once again for chatting to us about that. Very interesting to hear the insights around what is making news, what are some of the issues around the agriculture sector. The drought, I think, is going to be a major, major, major story for many months to come.